Additional state emergency response resources activated as flood threat continues. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, to activate additional state emergency response resources as severe weather and flood threats continue across large portions of Texas this week. Additionally, the governor directed TDEM to implement 24-hour operations at the Texas State Emergency Operations Center, SOC, to support requests for state assistance from local officials. Texas will work around the clock to deliver all needed resources to communities affected by severe weather, said Governor Abbott. I directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management to activate additional state emergency response resources. I urge all Texans and visitors to our state to heed guidance from state and local officials, monitor local forecasts, and make an emergency plan to keep yourselves and your loved ones safe. Always remember, turn around, don't drown. According to the National Weather Service, daily storm chances remain across portions of the state this week, bringing the potential for heavy rainfall and flash flooding impacts in areas that receive repeated rounds of rain. Threats across the Panhandle region today include large hail and damaging wind gusts. Moisture associated with a storm system that may emerge along the Texas Gulf Coast may also cause increased risk of storms to south, central, east, and southeast Texas over the next several days. Triple-digit heat index values are also possible across multiple regions of the state. Texans should remain weather aware as conditions may change quickly. At the direction of Governor Abbott, the following state emergency response resources are available to support severe weather local response operations. Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, Texas A&M Task Force 1, Texas Task Force 2, Texas A&M Task Force 3, Swiftwater and Floodwater Rescue Boat Squads, Type 3 Urban Search and Rescue Teams to assist with flood rescues, Texas Division of Emergency Management, the State of Texas Incident Management Team, All Hazards Group responders, and regional personnel to support deployed emergency response resources across the state, Texas Department of Transportation, personnel monitoring road conditions, Texas National Guard, personnel and high-profile vehicles to assist stranded motorists, Black Hawk helicopters to assist with flood rescues, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, game wardens, rescue boat teams, and helicopters with hoist capability to assist with water rescues, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Highway Patrol troopers, helicopters with hoist capability, Tactical Marine Unit, Texas Department of State Health Services, Texas Emergency Medical Task Force, severe weather support packages with medics, ambulances, and all-terrain vehicles, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, disaster assessment and recovery agents and county extension agents to support agricultural and livestock needs, Public Utility Commission of Texas, power outage monitoring and coordination with utility providers, Railroad Commission of Texas, monitoring of the state's natural gas supply and communication with the oil and gas industry, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, air, water, and wastewater monitoring. Last week, Governor Abbott directed TDEM to activate state emergency response resources ahead of potential impacts from severe weather and flash flooding. Texans are urged to remain weather aware, review family emergency plans, pack an emergency supply kit, and follow instructions issued by local officials. Visit drivetexas.org for real-time road conditions, find comprehensive severe weather information at texasready.gov, locate flood information online at texasflood.org, and access all hazards preparedness tips at tdem.texas.gov/prepare.